But a practice that Scott mentioned, and it's great because it's just so simple, is one that this teacher Pema Chodron teaches. And if you haven't read Pema Chodron or listened to one of her books on Audible, I really commend her to you. She's such a simple speaker and so beautiful. And so from her, I got this practice, drop the story, feel the energy. And so I have mentioned it when I've talked with Scott and students before. I've actually taken breaks from the courtroom a couple times where I've said, we're going to take a recess. And I go in my chambers and I'd sit down, and I do it when I'm really, like, my head's spinning. And it doesn't happen that often, but it happens sometimes. And the practice is, on the out breath for me, is I drop the story. I'm literally feeling a release. And on the in breath, it is feel the energy. So I find it very helpful in that moment when I'm very caught up in something. And I don't want to be. It's taking me away from the present. So the idea of dropping the story, it's just for an out breath, I could drop it. Now in the beginning, it's not easy to do. It might take a number of breaths, but I'm consciously aware that there is a story. And one of my favorite expressions I've learned from all this is, don't believe everything you think. And just because I'm thinking it doesn't make it true, right? So there's this attachment to this story, and it is the truth, and I'm swept away. Drop it. And just practice doing it like that, drop it. And then on the in-breath, it's like a gathering up from the body, a gathering up from the earth. Feel the energy, because there's so much energy going on in the body when we're caught up in a story. And then, but it's, when you're really caught up in a story, it's hard to drop it. So out-breath, drop it. And I don't say it as a command, because if I command my brain to do something, it won't do it. It's an invitation. It's a suggestion, but I try to practice just doing it quickly, and it's possible, and then feel the energy. So it's bringing me back that there's a story, and then there's a body. There's a story, and there's just being present. And the nice thing about it is, you know, I can just take a minute and do it. And it can really, like, help me unhook from whatever I'm caught up in.